from the Mark Studios in Seattle. This is Theater of the Ears, presenting stories for the imagination. Stories to tickle your mind.
Theater of the Ears, brought to you today by Munchkin Munchies.
That's right, boys and girls. Do you know you're Munchkin Man in your town? Well, in Chesterfield, Illinois, it's Mr. Nipples at the local dry goods store. Let's listen in now as little Johnny comes up and talks to Mr. Nipples.
Well, golly, Mr. Nipples, how you doing?
Pretty good, Johnny. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
Well, what can I do for you today, son?
Oh, I'm here to get some Munchkin Munchies.
Sorry, Johnny, but I got some bad news for you. I got something here that's a lot better than Munchkin Munchies.
Gee whiz, Mr. Nipples, nothing is better than Munchkin Munchies.
Yeah, it's brand new, improved Munchkin Munchies.
Oh, neato.
Here, have one on me.
Johnny.
Put me down.
Put me down. I want to go back to
Oh, aren't those good, Johnny? I think I'll have one myself.
Put me down. Don't break my head. No.
We'll see you, Johnny.
Goodbye, Mr. Nipples.
We'll see you.
Goodbye, Mr. Nipples.
Mr. Nipples is the Munchkin Man, the Munchkin Man, the Munchkin Man. Mr. Nipples is the Munchkin Man in Chesterfield, Illinois.
And now, without further commercial interruption, Theater of the Ears. Let me introduce myself. I'm James Winchester. My friends call me Jim. You can call me James. That's a little bit of mining humor. Anyway, since the year 2416, I've been an independent miner of subholes in the G sector for the Edison Warp Energy Company. It's a chancy job. It's a lonely job. But it pays well, and it's a good job for a loner like me. For some reason, I just don't get along with people that good. It was a Tuesday. I'd just gotten through with a fight with a Ganymede slime man I met in this bar. I don't like to brag, but I'm a pretty rough guy. I vaporized that slug with a blast of my neutron cannon, and he only severed my arm a little bit below the shoulder. But I just bit into the plat capsule implanted in my molar to stop the bleeding and hold off shock. Picked up my arm and I headed for the nearest doctor. See the doctor.
What seems to be the problem?
What does it look like? I got my arm shot off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you perchance have Blue Cross?
No, lady, I don't got Blue Cross. I'll pay cash.
Well, I'm afraid that there's some forms that I must have you fill out.
Lady, I can't write. I got my arm shot off.
Oh, my. He passed out. Doctor!
Mm.
Well, Mr. Winchester, I see we've finally woken up, have we?
You must be the doctor, huh?
Yes, I'm the doctor. We've been through quite an ordeal, haven't we?
How long have you been out?
Well, let me check your watch here. Let's see. Looks like about 4 hours since you passed out. Mr. Winchester, what was the size of the plant capsule that was implanted in your molar?
Oh, gee. Let me see. I think it was about 1.5 milligrams. Why is that important?
Oh, my, yes. Yes, that's important. Manny, your size should at least have about 2 milligrams of the serum.
I remember that.
By the way, Mr. Winchester, I've taken the liberty of taking some cell samples from your body, and we're growing a flesh disc for your arm graft.
A flesh disc?
Yeah, well, it's about 2 inches of your arm that can't be recovered from the severed limb. So, anyway, now that you're conscious, we'll go ahead and perform the grafting immediately.
You're the doctor.
Mr. Winchester,
yeah?
You know that, according to the law, I have to report your wound to the authorities. Could you tell me just what happened?
Sure, Doc. I don't care. I didn't break no law. See, I met this Ganymede slime man in this bar I like to go to. And we got in a fight. I don't like slime men. He challenged me to a duel, and I chose body ships and neutron cannons, and we went out to the black void, and, well, we fought. Make a long story short, I vaporized the slug, and he did this. Anyway, killing a slime man ain't no crime.
Yeah, well, Mr. Winchester, you're correct, technically. Slime men still have not been recognized as intelligent life, although there's some of us that believe that, well, maybe they should. They can communicate, they can talk, and they have feelings.
You think so?
Even though we might not like the type of feelings they have.
And say that again.
You know, really, it kind of surprises me that a slime man would be intelligent enough to use a body ship.
Yeah, you got it, Doc. That's how come I won. Those idiots don't know how to operate a body ship. Me, I strained that thing to the maximum of its capabilities. You should have seen the look in his eyes when I finally got him.
Well, you know, Mr. Winchester, when operating body ships, you have to be a little bit careful. I understand they're still experimental, and there's the potential for exceeding light speed. If you do so, you go back in time.
Doc, you know just as well as me, that's a bunch of baloney. Besides, I kept it below sublight speed. That's none of your business anyway. How about we get on with this graft, okay?
Okay, Mr. Winchester. You're the patient.
The old sawbones. You know, he had to graft my arm on 2 times. First time it didn't take, couldn't move my fingers. Second time it was a heck of a lot better. I could move everything. I was a little bit stiff, but weren't no pain. Doc told me I should ought not to throw any baseballs for a month. That I should stay away from the booze, and that I should take it easy in my work. Yeah, take it easy, mining subholes. Sure. I had an expedition planned that night. I went over to Cosmic Charlie's as usual to get my supplies. Cosmic Charlie.
Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy, how you doing?
You little fool, you get uglier every time I see you.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I do good, man. How you do today?
Charlie, if I told you what happened to me today, you wouldn't believe it.
What happened?
I'll tell you in a little bit. First of all, got to get business out of the way. I got to get some supplies.
Oh, you go mine again. Where you go this time, Jim?
Well, probably G-Sector. Same old stuff, Charlie. Anyway, here's... Here's my list.
Oh, good. Let me look. Let's see. You got the food and the same old stuff, man. No problem. I have this for you in maybe an hour or so. You need anything outside this?
Yeah, body ship.
You need a body ship?
Yeah.
Man, you got a body ship. Well, you need another body ship.
No, Charlie, the old one got cut. Got my arm severed. Just had it grafted back on. Look here.
Oh.
Look, you can still see the scar.
Oh,
see right there?
Jimmy, what happened, man?
And got me in a fight with a Ganymede slime man.
Oh, Ganymede slime man. Ganymede slime man, they bad news. They tried to come here and there and buy things from me, and they dripped slime all over my clean floor. Ugh. They make me mad, Jimmy. I'm glad you killed slime man. Only good slime man dead slime man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Charlie, I know what you mean. You know, I could spend the rest of my life killing slime men. You know, there's just one problem about that.
What that, Jimmy?
Well, the problem about killing slime men is cleaning up afterwards, you know?
Oh, that's funny, Jimmy. That's never funny.
Anyway, Charlie, you get my stuff together and get it over to Pier 13 over at the dock.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, Charlie, I got no problem.
I think while I'm waiting, I'm going to go get a drink.
Oh, Jimmy, you just had your arm graft back on. You're not supposed to drink when you just get arm graft back on. Everybody know that.
Yeah, Charlie, that's what the doctor told me, too. But you know what I figure?
No.
I figure that in this life that a man has to weigh his wants with the corresponding consequences.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, anyway, El, would you do me a favor on a body ship?
What's that, Jimmy?
I'd like you to bypass the speed control module on it. Would you do that for me?
Bypass the speed control module, man. That's against the law. I get fined 8,000 monetary units, anybody find out. Besides, Jimmy, they say it ain't safe to do that.
Charlie, that's a bunch of baloney. Let me tell you, you ever hear of anybody getting hurt because their speed control module was bypassed on a body ship?
No.
No. Did you ever hear of anybody ever getting in an accident because their speed control module on their body ship was bypassed?
No.
No. Let me tell you something. It's good to have that extra mobility. Sometimes you need it. You know what I mean?
And Jimmy... Okay, me, you old friends, right? I do it. But you don't tell anybody. I get in trouble. Don't tell anybody, okay?
No, Charlie. I'm not going to tell anybody. Hey, look, I got to get going. You take that list and you have those things down to the dock in about an hour and a half. I'm in Pier 13, okay?
Okay, Jimmy.
Okay. Take care, Charlie.
Okay, Jimmy. We'll see you, man.
Barkeep. Barkeep. Hey, barkeep. How about some service over here?
Hold your horses. Hold your horses.
Oh, Mr. Winchester, I believe.
Yeah, you got a good memory.
How are you today, sir?
Oh, just peachy.
And what may I get for you?
Like a lunar bourbon. Make it a double, would you?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid that's impossible. I see by the scar that you've had a recent arm graft. And you know it's against the Liquor Control Board's rules to serve liquor to anybody who has just had a limb grafted on.
Look, barkeep, I need a drink. I need a bad. Look, here I got a note for 50 monetary units. So cover up my arm here. And let's just say that you didn't see it. Now, how about a double... lunar bourbon, huh?
Oh, Mr. Winchester, we do have a sense of humor, don't we? Don't you see that Platonian shore officer over there?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Oh, so, Mr. Winchester, what drink would you like that's of a non-alcoholic nature?
Oh,
Give me a club soda. Put some ice in it, if you will. I tell you, it'd be awful to go through life if it wasn't for the booze.
Yes, sir. Anything else, Mr. Winchester, that I can get for you?
You got plat capsules here, implant and molar?
Yes, we do.
I'd like one size of 2 milligrams if you got it.
Okay, let me look here. I'm afraid the only size we have here is 1.5 milligrams, Mr. Winchester. Would that be sufficient for you today?
Yeah, if that's all you got.
That will be 500 milliunits, please.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you. And here's your club soda.
Nice.
We don't get the opportunity to see you much around here anymore, Mr. Winchester. What have you been doing with yourself?
Good, let me tell you. You got a short memory. I was just in here about 8 hours ago.
Oh, is that right?
Remember I got in a fight with that Ganymede slime man?
Mm-hmm.
No, Mr. Winchester, I don't recollect that.
That will be 750 milliunits, please.
For what?
For the club soda.
Oh, yeah, here.
Thank you. Have a pleasant day, sir.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you. It's going to be good to get back out to G Sector and away from all these people. It's like a zoo. Oh boy, here comes one of them slime men in the door. Oh, sick the way that gum, whatever it is, falls off their face onto the floor. They leave that slime wherever they go. Oh boy, wouldn't you know it, he's gonna come over and sit next to me. All the places. This has been one heck of a day, I tell you.
Excuse me, is anybody sitting here, mister?
Hey, look, why don't you go do your oozing somewhere else,
Oh.
Ain't enough troubles without a puss boss, you know what I mean?
You're one of those, huh? I think I will join you. Barkeep.
Yes, sir.
I would like to order a double lunar bourbon, please.
Yes, sir.
And please put it on the rocks.
Right away, sir.
And let me introduce myself. I am Trebar of Ganymede.
Look, you can put down your hand because I ain't going to shake no pus ball. You know what I mean. Hey, watch your hand. It's getting over my drink. You're going to drop some of that glop in my drink. Oh, it's disgusting. Oh.
Here's your drink, sir.
Thank you, Barkeep.
That'll be 750 milliunits, please.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you, sir. Have a pleasant
day. You also. You know, mister, there's some cultures that consider skin excrement from a slime as a delicacy. You should feel very fortunate you have the excrement mixed with your drink now.
Look, let me tell you something. I don't like slime men. And I don't like places like this that'll serve slime men lunar bourbons before they serve one to their own kind.
Oh, that's bad.
Let me warn you, buddy. I just killed one of your kind a few hours ago. Remember, it still ain't against no law to kill a slime man. And I'm just the guy that might do it to you.
Oh, do my ears deceive me? Ha, a threat. Well, sir, let me challenge you to a duel.
Jeez. You have to slap me and get your slime all over my face? Okay, slime man, I accept your challenge. Since you challenged, I get to choose the weapons. And I'm going to choose my best. You don't have a chance, slime man. Body ships and neutron cannons out in the black void, 1/2 hour.
My pleasure, sir.
Okay, slime man, we'll see you there.
In the black void, 1/2 hour.
Here he goes. Oh, the way he leaves slime behind him just makes my stomach turn. Well, I better put this plaque capsule out. All right.
This is going to be a pleasure. Actually, it wasn't much of a duel. Slime men just don't have the smarts of Earth persons. He maneuvered laterally and drew my fire. While my neutron cannon was recharging, he fired, just grazing my body ship. I fired again and hit his foot. His body ship tore, and a long green stream of ooze gushed out. He screamed out in pain and fired back. He caught my arm, the same one I just had grafted back on. It severed from my body and began to float away. Quickly, I bit into my plat capsule to postpone the shock and reduce the bleeding, and I activated my suit sealing unit to avoid further oxygen leaks. I maneuvered and positioned myself below him, just as I planned, as eyes and head followed my motion. Slime excrement from his face fell into his visor screen, blinding him. Before he could activate his wipers, I charged, and when I was within 10 meters, I fired, and I vaporized him. I watched the green vapor that was the slime man grow thinner and thinner, and then disappear. I'd won again. I picked up my arm and headed to the nearest doctor. Oh. Lady, excuse me. Lady.
Yes.
I'd like to see the doctor.
What seems to be the problem?
What does it look like? I got my arm shot off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you, perchance have Blue Cross?
No, lady, I don't got Blue Cross. Mm-hmm. I'll pay cash.
Well, I'm afraid that there's some forms that I must have you fill out.
Lady, I can't write. I got my arm shot off.
Oh, my. He passed out.
Doctor!
Theater of the Ears, starring Bob Marks as James Winchester, with special guest star Robert as Trebor the Slime Man. Produced in the Marks Studios in Seattle, Washington. Copyright 1985 by Original Marks. And brought to you today by Munchkin Munchies.
We're here in Chesterfield, Illinois. We're on hidden microphone. Mark Roberts is taking the Munchkin Challenge.
Okay, Mr. Roberts, what I would like you to do is, first of all, take a bite from stack number one, if you would, please.
Okay.
Was that very good?
Mmm.
Okay.
Delicious.
Now what I would like you to do is take a bite from stack number two.
Okay. Put me down! Put me down! Don't bite my head! No!
And how was that, Mr. Roberts?
Mmm. Delicious.
Okay, which of the two stacks did you like the best?
Stack number two. Definitely.
Stack number two. Okay, fine. What I would like you to do, Mr. Roberts, is let's look under and see what the name is. Stack number one is?
Doug Slugs.
Doug
oh,
Slugs.
No.
That's
oh.
right. And stack number two?
Munchkin Munchies.
Munchkin
oh,
Munchies.
No.
That's
oh.
right. Mr. Roberts, you
here?
Are another who has passed the Munchkin Challenge. Have you taken the Munchkin Challenge? Do it today.